Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. What'd you say? His name again?
And you know, Roger DeMorme, he knows who I am. I babysat his daughter for years and years.
Uh-huh.
And she still comes over here, you know.
Oh,
I mean, Roger can, if you ask Roger who I am. But that part of the story, I needed to call and tell you.
Okay. I'm just a little confused as far as, so they came over last night.
They came over to my house last night while I was in the garage. I'm redoing my bathroom.
Right, and this is lived at right
Jackie
across the street.
She's the widow.
Okay, and then
neighbor where is running to
right
the night that this all occurred.
Okay, so then last night they come over, and tell me again what they
over in the house. Here's your mail. We've been looking for Tom's wallet. Can't find it. We did find all kinds of drugs. We threw.
And they said the drugs were found at the.
Yes, sir.
In the garage?
In the garage.
Okay. And then they...
And that they threw the... They said there was cocaine, there was marijuana, there was... And I'm not going... I know for sure cocaine and marijuana, and I was under the impression, she said, that there were other things.
Mm-hmm.
That there were bongs, that there were things that you do drugs. Oh, needles, that's what she said.
Mm-hmm. Now, the only people that lived there was Tom and the 15-year-old daughter, right?
And I never suspected them of drug use. I mean, I would have bounced them out a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what they were saying disturbs me, because now that somebody is dead, they're going to be yapping all this stuff. And I'm thinking, good God, if he was a monster, somebody would have said something while he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they're just straight out lying.
Why would you think they'd come over and tell you these things?
Good God.
You don't know?
No.
I mean, have they ever confided in you before about serious things like
that?
Not
one thing. Seeing her with the swollen face a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think she had a swell on her lower cheek.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I've got an abscess. And I looked at her, and I interrogated her. And she's kind of a dingy woman that doesn't take much pressure, but I, you know... What have you been eating? What happens? Why does this do this? And then, you know, a couple weeks later, she had the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't bruised, because I looked.
Mm-hmm.
And she was swollen up. So, you know, I completely believe that she had an abscess, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, and the first thing I'm thinking is, oh, my gosh, did she get hit? But, you know, I guess that one went over my head, although I had... gone ahead to say, are you okay? Did anything happen to you? No, I have an abscess too.
Did you ever see any disturbances at the house before?
No.
No?
Okay. No, and I live right across the street and I run to those folks. And every now and again, you know, a husband and a wife, wow, wow, wow.
Did you ever go across the street to collect rent or anything? Or?
Oh, of course. And usually I would telephone and they would bring it over because they brought me rent twice a month instead of once a month.
Uh-huh.
And Friday was their payday for once a month.
Uh-huh.
They were behind $600, so they had $600. They wanted to get their daughter to go to track and, you know, all kinds of these little things. So he used to get paid twice a month, and I'd say, okay. Every now and again, he had managed to go behind when he knew he was going to have a third payday in a month.
Right.
Didn't he make it up? But, you know, they rented for 3 years. I knew it was always... a task to get their rent paid, but they always paid their rent.
Right.
You know, they were very honest and forthright about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they came over twice a month. Every now and again, I go over there. A month ago, they plugged the kitchen sink. Always would call me. It was an emergency if anything went wrong. But I didn't feel that they were anything but just a middle-aged couple that had a kid late in life and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, old and happy and poor and, you know,
right.
Just folk.
So did you say then you had seen domestic incidents between them before? Or?
No.
No?
Never.
No arguments?
You know, I mean, I'm in a, you know, I'm, they're, let me tell you, when I was redoing the roof, Tom was so polite, he says to my brother, well, oh gosh, all my things are in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, we gotta get this roof on. I don't want this terrain on my roof. That was it.
Mm-hmm. That's, I mean, when you're redoing the roof, I had to...
He was not a demonstrative person. He was not an aggressively outward, you know, assertive person.
Mm-hmm.
He was not.
Right.
But then this, you know what, that whole thing, you know, I'll never understand, but the whole shit about the drugs really bothers me.
Mm.
It really bothers me because there is, it's not right.
Did they say where they found this stuff?
They said in the garage. Now, I would think after the crime scene, didn't officers go through the house?
I don't know. I left. Oh, I don't remember what time I left, but I think they were still waiting. But did they say specifically where they found it in the garage?
No.
No.
But you know, they don't. If there was paraphernalia, it'd still be over there.
Yeah.
In the trash can, at worst.
Mm-hmm.
But it bothers me that now they're saying that and that they spouted that off to me, and I'm sure I'm the only person that they said that to.
Mm-hmm. What time did they come over last night?
It was late. It was after dark. I was working at the house until 11:30, so it must have been, oh gosh, 10?
Mm-hmm. And to that point, they'd never come over to your house and confide in anything in you before?
Nothing about this. Nothing about drugs. You know, he smoked cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to sleep at 8:45 every evening.
Mm-hmm.
He went to sleep at 8:45 every evening. Early in the day, they said he got 3 hours sleep a night. It's not sitting right with me. The one that I would be the most suspectful of is the one that spouts off. And had a drug problem in her youth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it...
How long have you lived across the street from them?
Me? Almost 13 years.
Oh, they've lived in that house?
No, I've lived here 13 years.
No, how long is Tom and...
3 years.
So
almost 3 years.
Okay. And in that 3 years, you never seen any domestic incidents between them?
I have never... seen a domestic incident.
And in that 3 years, never come over and confided anything in you before?
Never.
This is the first time.
After the fact, oh, well, they were something on her. And she's, you know, she's kind of a busybody. I think it's all in good, but then you start drinking and you start doing things and saying things you shouldn't necessarily say in the way you say them. And, you know.
Now, were you home at any time on Saturday?
No, sir.
You were gone the whole day?
I was at my parents.
Okay.
But I did get a telephone call in the evening on Saturday to tell me what happened, and I said, you know what, you guys, I'm not coming home. I'm staying right here where I'm safe. And
right. Is that from a...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else?
Well, that's it. But, you know, that's a chunk that...
Let me real quick hold on 1 second, if you would. Get some personal information from you. Spell your last name again.
It's
there. Okay, and middle name? Okay. And your date of birth? Residence address is... And your number there? Phone number?
My daytime number is 805.
Uh-huh.
Actually, that's my evening number, 805.
Number for you?
It's 818.
Mm-hmm.
I work for a plumbing company out in the valley.
Okay. Is that the same one that Donna works for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's, what was it called?
RCR.
RCR, okay. I remember there were some letters involved.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, but that just doesn't sit right with me.
Right. Now, are you home today, or...?
No, I was getting ready to go to work, and I thought, no, I'm going to call these people.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I need to get a hold of you, I can get a hold of you at work.
Oh, sure.
Okay. All right, anything else?
That's it. You know, I'm real sad about what happened.
Yeah, I think everybody is.
I feel for all parties. I feel for all those officers that had to be there. And I feel for all the neighbors that had to walk.
Mm-hmm. Kids, neighbors, everybody that's involved. All right. Well, I know where to get a hold of you.
You know, and I don't know if that sheds any light on it other than it makes it more suspicious to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.